Chapter 8, text number 21. Is that right, or 22? 21. Patamanovo Bhagavan Pitamaho Ishvabipe De Duruvapamanyato Tata. Similarly, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, Vaha, your Bhagavan, worshipable, Pitamaha, grandfather, Yam, unto whom, Ekamatya, with unflinching devotion. Puru, great. Dakshinai, charity. Makai, by executing sacrifices. Ishtva, worshipping. Apipede, achieved. Duravapam, difficult to achieve. Anyataha, by any other means. Bhaumam. Material. Sukham. Happiness. Divyam. Celestial. Atta. Thereafter. Apavargyam. Liberation. Suniti informed her son, "Your grandfather, Swayambhuva Manu, executed great sacrifices with distribution of charity, and thereby with unflinching faith and devotion, he worshipped and satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By acting in that way, he achieved the greatest success in material happiness and afterwards achieved liberation, which is impossible to obtain by worshipping the demigods." Purport: the success of one's life is measured by one's material happiness in this life and liberation in the next. Such success can be achieved only by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words ekamatya mean concentrating one's mind on the Lord without deviation. This process of undeviating worship of the Supreme Lord is also expressed in Bhagavad Gita as Ananya Bhak. That which is impossible to obtain from any other source is also mentioned here. Other source refers to worship of the demigods. Okay, right, there it is there. Ishtva bipede duruvapam anyato. It is especially stressed here that the opulence of Manu was due to his undeviating faithfulness in the transcendental service of the Lord. One who diverts his mind to worshipping many demigods to obtain material happiness is considered bereft of intelligence. If anyone wants even material happiness, he can worship the Supreme Lord without deviation. And persons who are desirous of liberation can also worship the Supreme Lord and achieve their goal of life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadaha Mahiyam Tadati Svapadantikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pambum Langayati Garim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. So, Prabhupada says here, the success of one's life is measured by one's material happiness. In this life and liberation in the next. That's success, right? Be happy in this life, be liberated after this life and go back home, back to Godhead. But that requires a couple of things that are mentioned here. First of all, one can only do this by the mercy of the Lord. It is not something in, it's not in one sense something that we do. Although our efforts are important, what is important is not what we do so much as the attitude in which we do it. Like Prabhupada mentions in the preface to the Nectar of Instruction, success in devotional service depends on the attitude of the devotee. So here are some clues as to what that attitude should be, that successful attitude. Ekamatya, here, Prabhupada says, ekamatya. So, that, and it's translated as unflinching devotion. Eka means one, right? And matya refers to one's attention, the focus of the mind, the meditation. Right? So the meditation should be, and Prabhupada explains that, eka matya means concentrating one's mind, matya, right? Mataha. One's mind on the Lord without deviation. So that ekamatya, or that focus, that one-pointed, that concentrated focus, is undeviated. Ananya means without stopping, right? Anya means end, like anta, right? And ananya means without end, so not stopping. Prabhupada says here, undeviating. And buck means, what does buck mean? Buck. What do we call that? Buck. High buck. What does that mean? Buck. B-H-A-K. What does that mean? Bhakti. Yes, very good. Not hard. There's not a, most of my questions are not trick questions. It's obvious. Bhakti. So ananya bhakti.
Yavsatmika bhakti.
Ah, yes. Without deviation. Again, that's the same thing. Same meaning. Ekamatya. One-pointed attention, one-pointed focus. The mind is fixed on one thing. One's mind, concentrating one's mind on the Lord without deviation. Ananya bhak. So, how do we do that? Well, the easiest way, the recommended method for us is to chant Hare Krishna. Right. Sit down, one place, clear the mind of all other thoughts, just chant Hare Krishna. not very complicated. That doesn't mean it's not difficult. Sitting down in one place and just chanting Hare Krishna is actually not that easy. But if we're able to do that simple thing, then keeping our attention on this point, that one-pointedness, keeping our focus is achievable. It's achievable. And just as it's mentioned, Kritaya Jayato Vishnu, in the Satya Yuga, what was achieved by tens of thousands of years of meditation on Lord Vishnu, and in the Treta Yuga by the performance of sacrifice, and in the Dwapara Yuga by the performance of opulent deity worship, can be readily, not necessarily easily, but readily achieved by kalo tad hari kirtanat, by hari kirtan, by chanting the maha mantra. So the pivotal focus, and of course there's a variety of activities in the performance of bhakti, right? And you know, for most of us, it's practically speaking impossible just to sit down and chant Hare Krishna all day long. That's the recommended process. It's just to sit down and chant Hare Krishna all day long. Right? But we can't even sit down for 2 hours and chant 16 rounds readily, comfortably, right? We see it with the younger devotees. They're chanting Hare Krishna and they're shaking all over the place. Keeping the mind under, just to keep the mind focused, not such an easy thing. But by that simple practice, and the unique thing is, the standard practice for the Vaishnavas is to chant 64 rounds is our general prescription. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, if you can't chant 64 rounds, then you're fallen. Right? So, but Srila Prabhupada is one of his unique appreciations. His appreciation of the nature of the character of people in this day and age was to realize that people are not, generally speaking, capable of sitting down and chanting 64 rounds. So he made bare minimum 16 rounds. And of course the idea being that that's all that we do. In other words, it's done with focused attention. Of course it's good to chant Hare Krishna in any circumstance, in any circumstance at any time. But the japa, the 16 rounds is meant to be, that's all you do. Right? Sit down and just chant. And of course, if one's able to do that with consistency and with practice and constantly, then one will, again, with the right attitude, this is why we recite every morning the 10 offences in chanting Hare Krishna. So the chanting has to be done in a particular, it has to be done in a concentrated, focused way, and with attention to clearing out the improper or the incorrect attitudes or motivations. And so therefore, We're given 10 prescriptions, 10 offences, basically. Our connection with Krishna is limited by these offences, effectively. And so if we can concentrate on the chanting of Hare Krishna, ekamatya, and that means removing these offences, being inattentive, thinking of the mantra as thinking of the name of Krishna as being separate from Krishna, and you know the 10 offences. Well, theoretically, we should know the 10 offences, but of course, we should actually put them into practice. And then by that focused, attentive chanting of Hare Krishna, we're able to then relatively easily keep our attention on Krishna throughout all of our activities during the day. And we have so much variety of service to perform that most of our natural propensities, our proclivities, our skills and talents, we can use effectively in Krishna's service if we've habituated ourselves to this regular focused chanting of Hare Krishna, because it's pavitram idam uttamam. Krishna, Raja Vijaya Raja Guyam. This is the king of knowledge, actually. This kind of education is the king of knowledge. But it's confidential. It is extremely confidential information. And even when people are given this information, if they've got, we're a good example. We hear this information, but still we don't put it into practice. Right? That's why we're not making any. If you're wondering why you're not making any advancement, well, here's the reason why. You're not doing the process. We're not doing the process. So paying attention to these little details, especially Haribol Gopi, will help us clear away the obstacles. And the obstacles, basically, we have to observe them within ourselves, and due to attachments. It's called anatta. Things that are not required. They're not required. Yet we cherish them. We think, oh, this is the most valuable thing. And Krishna tells us that's not. If you look at Arjuna's arguments in not wanting to fight, right, then most of his arguments are quite reasonable, and they would be considered, they would be considered honourable and desirable, right? Not being violent, not wanting to perform sinful activities, not wanting to destroy family traditions, being concerned about the welfare of others. If you look at Arjuna's reasons for not fighting, you think, wow, this is wonderful. He's a pious man. Right? But then Krishna says to him, where's this petty weakness of heart come from? Right? So things that most people, that we think are pious, can actually be obstacles in the practice of bhakti. Interestingly enough, right? So we need to pay attention to the obstacles and making sure that we have the right attitude towards devotional practice and towards devotional service, and ensure that it's not being clouded or covered by material motivations, which we're habituated to. I was just reading this first line. Prabhupada says, the success of one's life is measured by one's material happiness. Of course, if you don't read the rest, that's quite good, isn't it? So therefore, we should pursue material happiness. And of course, that's what we do. But, of course, more importantly, is making sure that we... Because you can be pursuing material happiness in this lifetime, but then stunting or blocking your spiritual advancement so that you don't get liberation in the next. We need to... And that's a habit. It's a habit that needs to be overcome by the proper application and the proper attitude of ekamatya, focused. One's focus should be on Krishna, without deviation. Ananya bhak. Now, and so for us, primarily that if we are able to concentrate on the chanting of Hare Krishna, then and be aware of the anattas, and cultivate detachment from these things by performing the sadhana bhakti, sadhana. And of course, everything that we do is part of our sadhana, because the whole idea is to arrange our lives in such a way so that we can always remember Krishna. It's recommended in the Nectar of Devotion. And then Prabhupada says, and it's interesting because the last sentence of this translation says, in the verse it mentions, by acting in that way, what's that way? Ekamatyam, or Ananyabhag, by performing devotional service, then one will achieve happiness, material happiness, and spiritual happiness, which you can't get anywhere else. Right? Can't get it anywhere else. And of course, Prabhupada says, which is impossible to obtain by worshipping the demigods. Although that, if you look in the word for word, there's no mention of worshipping the demigods. Right? If you look in the verse, in the Sanskrit of the verse, there's no mention of the demigods. But there is the mention, abhipede duravapam anyataha, right? Which means achieved, difficult to be achieved by any other means. Right? And so that's why Prabhupada says by worshipping the demigods, because you know it's a pious thing to worship the demigods. And you know, to worship the forefathers, to worship the spiritual master, to worship, honour the sages, to worship the Vedas. This is a very common feature of pious life. Huh? In India, people will worship anything. You know, Prabhupada gave the example of the business, in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gives the example of the businessman who was a scrap metal merchant, and he made lots of money out of World War II, so he worshipped Hitler. Right? And Prabhupada also gives the example of people, you know, they know if there's a ghost or something in a tree, then people go and worship the tree and the ghost. Right? In modern society, we don't do that. We worship different things, though, mind you. We worship our iPhones and Samsungs. Huh? What you pay attention to. I just saw one of my friends, just sent us an article saying, in India, people are more affectionate to their phones than they are to their family. And I don't think that Indians have a monopoly on this. It's just that's where the article came from. So, and you know, we worship, just like Sri Devi, you know, the Bollywood, she left her body in auspicious circumstances, but everybody's crying, you know. So we can see we worship pop stars and movie stars and cricketers, right? These are the important people that we worship. And we think they're going to give us happiness, but of course that happiness is very... And here's the thing. The challenge for us is we depend upon these rather paltry personalities for our entertainment and for our happiness, basically. And then Krishna says, no, but if you worship me, then I'll give you all happiness. But we're reluctant to give it to Krishna. We think, hang on a second, Krishna, if I give everything to you, what about me? Who's going to look after me? Yet we're cheated by all of those people who we think are going to make us happy. And we don't trust Krishna, because in the beginning there's some testing. You know, there's some austerity required and some effort. We doubt, like Prabhupada's saying here, and the Bhagavatam's saying, Ishvabi pede duravapa manyato, that statement that you can't achieve success by any other means. This is what's been stated here. This ekamatya ananya bhak, that's what's required to be successful, to be happy in this life and to attain liberation. Right? That's what's required. And it can't be acquired by doing anything else, yet we doubt that. Right? And so, you know, I know it's, and this is a habit that I got from my father. You know, let's see what the cricket scores are. Right? Let's see who's winning the cricket. Because when we're not winning, we become depressed. And when we are winning, we think, yay, hey, we're winning the cricket. But really, I mean, how is that actually making us happy? It's such an odd bodily identification. And of course, you may be winning this year, but next year you'll be losing. And so there's always this up and down and up and down and up and down. Right? That's material existence. Whereas Suniti is explaining to her son, and of course, this is why Suniti is such an important person, a personality. Right? Suniti is a very important character in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because she's instructing her famous son, Dhruv, to be a devotee, basically. And of course, that's the greatest, the greatest boon in life, the greatest good fortune is to meet a devotee. And the greatest good fortune in meeting a devotee is that the devotee will act as your Vatma Pradashika Guru and put you on the path of bhakti. And it's mentioned here, this is how Svayambhuva Manu, this is Dhruva Maharaja's Pitamaha, his grandfather, was successful. This is how his grandfather was successful, by this ekamatya, this one focused attention on rendering service to Bhagavan. Right? Tatamanavo Bhagavan Pitamaho. He had this one focused or one pointed attention, ekamatya, ananyabak, on service to the Lord. And so he was successful. And so Prabhupada is giving you the warning here. One who diverts his mind to worshipping many demigods to attain material happiness. We're not so pious actually to worship the demigods. We worship lesser persons. Huh? We worship lesser persons. When you think about it. The football season's starting. Right? So now everybody's worshipping Collingwood, Hawthorn, right? Or whatever. So, you know, the demigods don't even get a look in. That's quite pious, actually, very pious. But here's the key here. The real trick, if there's a trick in devotional service, then here it is. The trick is, we have to worship Krishna without deviation. Avyabhicharena bhakti. Which means without any distraction. And the best way to maintain that distraction-free bhakti is good chanting. Sravanam Kirtanam. And good hearing. Hearing from the right sources and hearing the right information so that we remain focused on the real purpose of existence. The real purpose of life is to be ananyabhak. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananyabhak. Now, even if there are discrepancies in our behaviour, we need to keep coming back to this ananya bhak. That'll remove any of the auspiciousness or any of the material attachments in due course of time. Gradually they'll be purified by this ananya bhak. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak. Sadureva samantavya. If one keeps this mantavya, this state of mind, state of consciousness, then gradually any discrepancies will be ameliorated, they'll be purified, they'll be sublimated. That's the process of bhakti. So we keep our focus on devotional service in all of its various factors so that we can keep our connection with Krishna. So we're always remembering Krishna. Our days should be organized in such a way so that we can always remember Krishna and never forget him. That's that ananya bhak. And the warning here is don't divert to, or not the warning, but the exhortation is don't think that you can be successful or happy by diverting one's attention away from service to Krishna. It's not possible. But if we want to be materially bhomam sukam divyam atapavargyam, happy in this life and successful in the next by achieving pure bhakti, then this is the process. This is the method. Easy. Huh? Easy. No, not easy. Simple process, but not easy. Because we're so habituated to so many things. Huh? Being distracted. Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam via vasayatmaka buddhir. What is it? Samadho na vidhiyate. Bhoga, material enjoyment. Aishvarya, opulence. We're distracted by it. And because of that, then we're not able to make. We're not able to remain fixed. So how do we remain fixed? In devotional practice? Stay in the association of the devotees. This is why sadhu sangha is so important. They'll remind us, hey, Adi Mahaprabhu, wake up, Jeev Jago, chant Hare Krishna. Keep focused. And be alert to the distractions that exist. So many distractions. But those distractions are not going to make us happy. Real happiness will come from this basically surrendering process, surrender to Krishna. And you can only learn the process of surrender from the. You can only get bhakti from a bhakta, because the bhakta has got bhakti. And that undeviating devotional service, we pick that up by associating with the devotees. Why Prabhupada wanted us, why he published so many books, so that we could pick up that mood from him just by absorbing ourselves in his meditation. And his meditation is always on serving Krishna, right? No deviation. So we read Prabhupada's books, we hear the philosophy, we chant Hare Krishna, We make friends with the devotees. We do service with the devotees. That helps us stay focused. All right, does anybody have any comments or questions? It's pretty straightforward. And we've got to go and do it.
Lord Krishna said the same thing to Arjuna. Eke jati apsaramta buddhi eke kumjan.
Yeah. True. Ananya bhak. What was that, sorry? The last bit? Well, no, because a devotee is jivan mukta before he leaves his body. It's not that, you know, we have to wait to die to be liberated. We'll be liberated from this body, but we'll get another one. And depending on our meditation. But Iha dasya hare dasye karmana manasagira nikulas vapyavasta su jiva mukta sa uchate. So when we're engaged in service, dasyam means service, servant. Iha dasyam hare dasye. If we're a servant of Krishna, kamana manasagira, with our actions, with our thoughts, and with our words, then even in this circumstance, in this situation, jivan mukta sa uchate, it said that that person is liberated. Jivan mukta, right? So liberation isn't something that takes place at the time of death. We're liberated from our karma, our prarabdha karma that's given us this body. But we can be jiva mukta at any time. As soon as we engage in the process of devotional service, even now, we're jiva mukta. Right? We're here thinking, we're hearing and talking and thinking about Krishna. So that means we're all liberated. It's just, you know, we forget it when we go out the door. And then we become something else. Huh? So the idea is that by the performance of sadhana bhakti, then all of our activities help us remember Krishna 24 hours a day. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatanta dridha brataha. Yatantascha dridha brataha. So that's why the devotees engage in the glorification of the Lord with dridha brata, with a strong determinate vow. Brata means vow. Dridha means determined. Right? Dridha. Dridha brata. Strong or determined vow. And 24 hours a day, the devotees try to, even when they're sleeping, they can be thinking, you know, sleeping, it can be devotional service. Right? Even sleeping is, whilst it's the mode of ignorance, we can still use that in Krishna's service. Rest the body. So that we can rise early in the morning and chant Hare Krishna without distraction. I notice in India, you know, specifically in India, you have to be very careful about what you eat at night. Otherwise, you wake up in the morning exhausted. You feel like you've done 16 rounds with Muhammad Ali. So you wake up exhausted, then you can't chant 16 rounds. But if you eat just the right amount and go to bed on time and have a good sleep, you wake up and you're invigorated. You're able to chant with attention, and you chant. You can hear the mantra. You can pay attention, and it goes quickly. Right? For example, so it's an art how to arrange one's life in such a way so that one can always think of Krishna and do it in a balanced way. Yukta hara viharasya. Yukta chitta sakamasu, yukta swapna vabodhasya. It requires attention to detail. And you know, paying attention to all of the different things that we do. It even means paying attention at work. Right? Paying attention when you're at home and your wife wants you to pay attention, you better pay attention. Right? So it all requires balance. Children, got to look after the kids. Huh? Kids got to pay attention to what mum and dad want. Two-way street, right? What do you reckon? Good idea. Especially mum, right? And if you don't pay attention to mum, then soon you'll have dad on your case. Oh no, we're not allowed to do that, are we? Okay. All right. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.